with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Islanders are the team of the day here on Sabres Live. Welcome back to the show. We'll have maybe some Sabres news a little bit later on. You seem to raise an eyebrow when I suggested that I'm guaranteeing that Nelson and Palmieri, two of the Islanders' 30 goal scorers from last year, the three that they had, I said this will be their final year with New York. They are both unrestricted at the end of the year. That'll free up $11 million if they are not on the team. Of course, that could cost them an awful lot of goals if they're not on the team moving forward. What do we think about the futures of those two?
So I did raise an eyebrows because I'm thinking, well, how are they going to replace those guys, right? How are they going to replace Palmieri and Brock Nelson? And it's not like they are 37 or 38 year olds. They're 32 and 33. It's still a little older. You're not going to give them 4, 5, 6 year deal. Although never know with Lou Lamoriello. Sometimes he really is, you know, kind of, I don't know the word that I want to use, but he will, if he likes you, he will always take care of you. And Brock Nelson, Cal Palmieri, Palmieri back from, you know, many years before New Jersey, they will work together. So, look, this year, there's a couple of players that I'm interested in when it comes to the New York Islanders. One is this Maxim Tsiplikov, no relations to the late Sabre Vladimir Tsiplikov, but Maxim Tsiplikov, 25 years old, comes in having signed basically a free agent deal with the New York Islanders at the end of the season, was in the KHL. Right now, they've got him kind of playing top 6 minutes. Like, if you look at all the projections and you see where that's going to be, Tsiplikov is playing top 6 forward minutes. So we'll see if he can have production. Is Anthony Duclair going to be able to fill in, you know, some of that production? He's got a 4-year deal. So that needs, if those guys come in, if Oliver Wahlstrom, Simon Holmstrom, if these guys come in and can produce, you can walk away from maybe both, but I would think maybe just one of Nelson or Palmieri. But if nobody else is produced, you're going to have to keep the players that are getting you at least some production. And Palmieri with 30 goals last year, he's getting you still production.
Right. You've got Endersley for a couple more. I think Wahlstrom is most likely to be moved on.
Yes. I always liked him. Always liked him, but it never really fit in New York.
Yeah. So, I mean, so that's, I mean, and part of, obviously, part of the reason are going to net significant returns at the trade deadline.
Yes. Which, like, should be.
I mean, Brock Nelson is one of the most consistent goal scorers in the game. And we talk about this, like, over the last 3 years. Just go look at the list and the company he keeps in his production. Like, it's impressive. And there's not a lot of wavering in Brock's game, right? So
neither is wavering in Cal Palmieri. Is he the fastest? No. Does he do, can he play top 6 minutes? Yeah, because he can still score. Can he play third line minutes? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. If he's like, that means I'm growing a beard and I'm making the playoffs, because he doesn't have the beard with the New York Islanders now. Absolutely. Cal Palmieri is going to be one that's going to be in demand if the Islanders are not in the playoff spot. But, you know, you look at last year, the Sabres, when they played the Islanders, they lost the first game of the season. But then they almost shut out the Islanders in the two games after that, the two games in Buffalo. Eric Comrie almost had a shutout.
Own goal.
Own goal by Connor Clifton, went off of Clifton and in. And then UPL had a shutout late in the season against the Islanders. Mm-hmm. At that time, when UPL shut out the Islanders, that was in March 14th. From January 1st until March 14th, UPL was first in goals against average, first in save percentage, first in shutout, and third in wins. Again, like, if people are saying, oh, UPL, we don't feel comfortable. Hey, mid-March, in 2.5 months, he was first, and third in the NHL in the most, you know, significant stats department. Like, that's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. And yet the Islanders were somehow able to just edge their way in. They finished 15th overall, and here's my final fun stats on the Islanders, our team of the day. They had 21 victories by one goal last year. That is what you think of with the Islanders. Oh, they play so many close games, right?
Yep.
Only Dallas and the New York Rangers had more wins in one goal games. Mm-hmm. So that's the proverbial feather in their lap. They were also third best in the league in first period goal differential.
Yeah.
Remember, this was a huge storyline for the Sabres, not getting out of the blocks quickly.
Minus 700.
The Islanders were plus 23. And because their goaltending is good enough, they were negative in every period, including overtimes after that. But they still were good enough out of the blocks in games to get them to the playoffs. They were so bad, in fact, later in games, and so infrequently found themselves in a position to put teams away or were unable to do so. Marty, they scored 5 empty net goals last year. Only the San Jose Sharks scored fewer empty netters than the Islanders. They just were not a team. So these are things that your mind kind of plays tricks with you or whatever, right? Like
the San Jose Sharks had 19 wins and the Islanders had 20 more wins and they just got the same amount of empty net goals.
And it's exactly what brings the Islanders down in the conversation that we spoke of right off the hop. They're not exciting. You know, I know we joke about empty netters, but they are important. But if you had a whole bunch more 4-2 and 5-3 wins on your register, your mind keeps thinking, oh, the Islanders score a lot. Like they're blasting teams, right? It's just not their reality. And that's why they were so touch and go to make the playoffs under Patrick Waugh.
Yeah. So funny enough, last year in the 3 games the Sabres played them, game 1, it was a very, very low high danger. Like there was first period was the chances were 3-1. Like that was the type of game the Sabres lose on a game winning goal where they challenge for offside. And it's old, like you carry the puck over the blue line. When do you have control? Do you have possession?
Was that or when was the kicking motion one? The season before
the season
at the end
before,
of the year?
Hudson Fashing with the soccer goal, right? So soccer player of the year. So, but anyway, that was that. And you know who scored a goal? The second game of the season, it was late October, the 21st, a game in Buffalo. Sabres win 3-1. And Matthias Samuelsson scored a goal, his first of the year. So why does he have a goal song for those moments when Matthias scores a goal? And I look back at some of the highlights and I'm thinking, okay, now again, with Matthias in the lineup, healthy this year, hopefully playing a full season. That makes a difference if he's there and he's scoring 1 or 2 goals, but that's not about that. It's about his presence on the ice and what else he can do.
So where are the Islanders going to finish?
The Islanders are going to miss the playoffs this year.
Okay.
The Islanders are going to be out of the playoffs. I think that you put Carolina, the Rangers, and the New Jersey Devils ahead of them in the Metro, and they're probably fourth. Maybe Pittsburgh, Washington are still like kind of trying to get there. So they're going to miss the playoffs. I say the Sabres are going to go 2-1 in the 3 games against the Islanders. Sabres play at Buffalo November 1st, at Long Island November 30th, and December 23rd. By Christmas, we are done with the New York Islanders. How about this Christmas present? We're not going to get them in the second half of the year. But the Sabres will go 2-1, which makes me...
When is the last one?
December 23rd.
Probably be a little late to work that into our Christmas gift exchange.
Like we're done with the Islanders.
Yeah. But here's the thing. If the Sabres win,
it is in Long Island. So that will be a studio game. So we're going to have to do the Christmas gift exchange on the 23rd this year.
If the Sabres win all 3 against the Islanders, I'm going to have all 3 box scores laminated and framed. And that'll fit nicely in your alumni case from your tour of New York State. Yeah. So yes, you'll have it.
I will accept that as a present. I will love it.
Sabres went 2-1
last year and they are going to go 2-1 against the Islanders again this year. I'm going to give the Islanders 1 game, which puts my total after 45 games at 24-17-6, 54 points after 45 games, plus 9.
Oh. There's no way I'm topping last year in the Christmas gift exchange. And incredibly, the Stifler's Mom Band that we went to see, and those were the tickets that I gave you for Christmas. They are Islanders fans.
You're right.
They are diehard Islanders fans.
Although, so, you gave me a present last week at the Rochester Americans golf tournament, and that bag of chips didn't even last a return trip home to Buffalo.
They're pretty good, huh?
What were they? The no brand?
No name brand.
From,
no name brand. Canada.
Oh, they were good. It didn't make the trip. I devoured that bag.
I am nothing in my decades of life experience than a chip connoisseur. And those ones are pretty darn good. They had your name written all over it. Okay. Yeah. Islanders, put them in the rear view. From a Sabres standpoint, don't believe everything you read. Is that today's news?
Yeah, that's a good Tuesday headline. Do not believe everything you read and see.
Objects in mirror are larger than they appear when looking at Philip Zadina's plus minus?
Closer than they appear.
So what's the deal? Zadina's in the rumor mill. He's had a very unsuccessful NHL career as a former first-round pick of the Red Wings. And there was, a report that suggests Buffalo may want to PTO this player?
A report out of Slovakia that said that Zadina had signed a professional tryout with the Buffalo Sabres to come into camp. That was quickly dismissed by many, many people saying that no. And his agent, Lance Osowski, wrote on social media that his agent actually, no, that's not true. He's not going to Buffalo on a PTO. He's actually in talks with teams for a contract. This is a player that in San Jose last year still produced okay. He had, over a dozen goals and, close to 30 points. If he had signed a PTO to come to Buffalo, I'm thinking, well, that may not bode well for Peyton Krebs in his contract negotiation. If they feel they need to bring a guy that could play a fourth line role and produce 25 to 30 points. It's been dismissed and we'll see what happens. But I always liked the first season with the Red Wings, Zadina. I thought, wow, 20 some points in 30 some games. I'm thinking this is a guy that we got, and it didn't pan out. But he's only 24 years old. So if he comes to a tryout to Buffalo, if that happens or he signs a contract with somebody else, I'll keep an eye on him just because I think this could be the turning point at 24 to say, are you an NHL player or are you going to go back and play in Europe?
Well, you were citing Lance Lysowski's report on Twitter, and it was kind of funny how the news that you missed at the end of last week in your absence and how jovial I was to get from producer Jeff a little Lance blast on the old X machine right as we were signing off. And he was right, because I have confirmed it and messaged with this person that our Nashville draft buddy and former Sabre Justin Falk has joined the organization on the scouting side. And
the Sabres organization?
Yes.
Nice. So Justin Falk. Yes. I got to play with him in New York with the Rangers. Right. And then he was here in Buffalo. So I love him. Great guy.
Yeah. So we had a great run-in with him in Nashville. He just about broke my back because he gave me a rather large embrace. And he's a large man to begin with.
Not Adam Creighton large, but he's still large.
I've never hugged Adam Creighton, though, so I can't. Maybe I need to get back. And I need to get on a Creighton winning team at the Sabres Alumni Challenge is what I need to do. So, anyway, great stuff with Justin Falk. He's excited to be back in the organization. We're excited to be back after this on Sabres Live.